Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a real puzzle in regenerative medicine.
It really is. We're looking at how to fix aging cartilage, but in patients who are already on a whole cocktail of daily medications.
The polypharmacy problem.
Yeah.
So our mission for this deep dive is to find a safe way through that maze, using botanicals that can actually modify the disease.
Exactly. But it's not just about what you use, it's about how you use it.
And that leads to this huge paradigm shift, moving away from the daily pill to something called pulse dosing.
Right. But first, you have to understand the environment we're trying to fix.
Yeah.
It's a hostile one.
Okay, let's unpack that. The sources are pretty clear. This isn't just about, simple wear and tear.
Not at all. The real driver is the buildup of these senescent chondrocytes
The zombie cells.
and zombie cells.
Yeah.
And they're constantly leaking this toxic inflammatory mix. They call it the SASP.
And that toxic soup basically turns healthy cells into zombies too, right?
It's a vicious cycle. So if you don't clear that crumbling foundation first, any attempt to rebuild is just doomed to fail.
And you're doing this in a body that's not what it used to be. We're talking about a 30, maybe 40% drop in liver function. Kidneys are slower too.
And that pharmacokinetic reality is crucial. When your body can't clear a drug, it just hangs around longer. It accumulates.
So a standard dose can become toxic really fast.
That's why daily dosing is often off the table.
Which brings us back to pulse dosing. How does that hit-and-run approach actually solve this?
Well, the idea is to reduce that metabolic load. You go in with a short, powerful dose to get the job done, like clearing those senescent cells.
And then you get out.
Then you get out. You give the body a long break to clear the compound and clean up the cellular debris.
So what does that look like in practice? The Fisetin protocol is a great example.
It is. It's a high dose, 20 milligrams per kilogram per day.
That sounds aggressive.
It is. But here's the key. It's only for 2 consecutive days.
Just 2 days.
2 days. And that is followed by a full 28-day break.
A whole month.
And that pause is everything. It minimizes the risk of a chronic interaction with their daily meds, like blood thinners.
Okay, let's go there. The anticoagulant constraint. This seems like the biggest danger zone. What if your patient is on warfarin?
This is where you can get into life-threatening trouble. The research singles out something like daily Corocet as extremely high risk.
The double whammy.
Yes. It inhibits the enzyme that clears warfarin, and it also knocks warfarin off proteins in the blood, flooding the system.
And you get these massive INR spikes going from a safe 2.5 to a 7.5. For an older patient, that's catastrophic.
Absolutely. So we needed a botanical that regenerates cartilage without thinning the blood.
And the safe alternative is?
Albizia procera, or white cerus, is fascinating. It rebuilds cartilage, but it also helps stabilize the blood vessels. It's a hemostatic regenerator.
Okay, what about the next big one? Statins. That's a lot of constant stress on the liver.
For that, the research points to Lucas Aspera. Think of it as a bodyguard for the liver. It helps protect the cells and normalize those stress enzymes, ALT and AST.
So it buffers the system. And finally, there's the metabolic constraint, so-called metabolic arthritis from insulin resistance.
For that, you need true anabolic action. The data supports using the fruit peel extract from karyotomidis, the fishtail palm.
And it actually helps with insulin sensitivity.
It does. It modulates the GLUT4 transporters, helping the cartilage cells take in the nutrients they need to rebuild.
But with a big safety warning, right? You have to use the processed dried extract.
Oh, absolutely. The raw fruit is full of these irritating calcium oxalate crystals. Definitely a no-go.
So when you put it all together, the big takeaway is precision.
It's all about precision. Building these smart intermittent protocols allows you to get that regenerative effect without destabilizing a patient's entire system.
You can actually fix the joint without breaking the patient.
Which brings me to a final thought for you to chew on.
Oh.
If the goal is to pulse the system without adding metabolic stress, what if the pulse wasn't a chemical at all?
You mean like an energy field?
It's exactly. Pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. PEMF. It directly stimulates the cartilage cells to proliferate.
And it completely bypasses the liver and kidneys.
Completely. Zero drug interaction risk. For a patient with severe organ compromise, it might just be the ultimate safe adjunct. Something to think about as you continue your own deep dive.